Today's show is brought to you by GoDaddy. Buy your own domain name, build your site, or use any of GoDaddy's business tools and save 30% at www.trygodaddy.com/chickenduck.
Jeff's usually here like 20 minutes early.
Shell's probably
They probably up. Fucked him at Shell's for some reason.
Did no. He oh, no bag no of
Shell's?
Food.
I was hoping you were going to go there because I saw the flyer.
He came in looking like you're ready to fight somebody.
You guys have absolutely no idea what you're talking
You've got
about
a clue how
when
eBay
it comes
works.
To Evel Knievel.
They only had one penis?
Casey, relax. Oh my God, I'm going to
piss
out.
Hold on, dude.
Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 110. That seems hard to believe. It feels longer than that.
It's 110.
Really?
It is longer.
It feels shorter for me, but that's because you guys don't always invite me, so.
That's right.
It feels real short.
That's right. It's like dog years. You guys can come to every seventh episode. As long as Casey keeps booking awesome phone-in guests, I can't really argue. Sorry, man. I know how you hate people that call in. And
no, it just depends because I feel like Casey's gullible and he just runs across a random Joe on the street who tells him he's related to somebody and he's like, yo, you should call my podcast next week.
I built rockets for fucking...
Yeah, I got you. I think that same thing, but he yells at me when I tell it to him.
The interview with Ken Kaplan and Doug Danger doubled our listeners, so that's why I get...
Four to eight.
Congratulations, we've hit a dozen.
A baker's dozen. How do you know that?
Because of the metrics, Kyle.
But isn't that from? Is that the metrics from only one service, though?
Well, I upload everything onto SoundCloud. So the RSS feed then goes to iTunes, Google, anywhere.
So anywhere you listen to it, it goes. It then feeds through SoundCloud?
Yeah, so if you listen to it on iTunes, it shows that you listen to it on SoundCloud. Because of that RSS.
I don't understand where. I thought it was magic. I thought it was magic.
Like,
I didn't know.
Whoa, Chicken Duck slash another listen.
Yeah. I thought that was Casey. I thought that's what he does on his drive.
I'm almost out of fingers.
But no, like, are you saying it doubled in listens?
Yeah, like we usually have about 45 listeners a week.
That's so because everybody. Hey, that's because that one.
I thought you said there were like 10,000 a week.
That's because the microphones were turned down on that one, and they had to listen to it twice.
The whole thing.
You know what's fucked up is it doesn't save when you do the Patreon. So like, if you get kicked out,
you go back in. You gotta restart.
You gotta
find
your spot, which is kind of slow.
You could download it.
I'm not going to waste space on my phone.
Now we got to cut that out.
I
don't want to waste space.
While we were editing, I used to download it to my phone after you sent it to me.
When we were editing. He used to ask my opinion, too.
After you were done editing the show that we recorded in my basement.
On my microphone.
With my electric.
We don't use your
microphone. Yeah, I want to make this clear. Your microphone is nowhere in this basement.
What? How do you figure?
Oh, we sold it.
Are you serious?
How do you think you gave away all
Which
that
one of these headsets
stuff?
Is mine? One of these is mine, too. Is it this one?
I had to throw it at somebody. I'm pretty sure your headset that one? Might be on my head. No, these are all Behringer's.
Jimmy's headset. Or your
that's
headset
mine.
Is in,
it's been on his head since I bought it.
Don't try it. It's here somewhere. For sure.
You never introduced everyone.
Hi. I'm Jim. Joining us this week, Kyle's back for his fifth or sixth.
Yes. Hola.
You think you know how to talk into a microphone by now.
I just think it's weird you got to like deep throat it.
Well, fucking lift it up, man.
How come it doesn't know? It doesn't pick up from a foot away.
Yeah. You just
got to come from.
But just make sure you hold underneath so in case it falls off.
It does, but yeah, and don't play your teeth.
You gotta keep it.
Also, I forgot Kim was here.
I got a little teeth on it, sorry.
You gotta always have your mouth wide open.
Yeah.
There's a lady here, guys.
Sorry.
Also joining us is Kimmy Carolyn. Kimmy?
Hello.
Kim?
Yes.
Kim, not Kimmy. We've established
it's
not
okay.
Kimmy.
Oh,
shit, an Asian just walked in.
There he is. Watch out. Watch out. Ryan Vu's also joining us.
Hi.
Can you sit?
Hello.
We're gonna need something to lay flat on. Also joining us is Jeff Loper.
Hey, how's it going?
We got a full house today.
If I stand here, it's almost just like I'm sitting anyway. Yeah. I can see you all right in your eyeballs.
Yeah. Don't unplug that fucking plug. We're all doomed.
Oh, we gotta start over again.
What? I've always wanted to sit in that chair.
There's always next week.
Yeah, I wouldn't go too far. Bring the chair over.
See, that's definitely a good podcast chair.
This will be fine.
Why are you in a flop sweat? What the hell's going on over there?
This chair is surprisingly heavy.
Can you still hear me?
I can. Much worse.
It's kind of like this.
You sound out of breath.
Like chair's got like 30 year dust on it, so it's heavy.
What's going on over there?
That shirt seems too tight.
That shirt gives him superpowers when he wears it. He's like, let's
makes
roll.
Him incredibly gullible and makes his wallet very fucking lubricated.
Well, you guys are making fun of him, but you know that museum now says Evel Knievel presented by Casey Shear.
Yeah, no shit. This year's donor. Yeah.
One day we'll talk to the owner of the museum, Lathan.
I thought we didn't do that yet.
We talked to the owner of the New England Motorcycle Museum.
You need to put the mic on the mic stand because I can't stand watching you talk like
hold it.
You're fucking Sonny
Ryan Seacrest.
This is all every week now. I might put it over into the corner and just relax.
You look like you're about to like start singing.
That's
jazz
what
tunes.
I was gonna say.
Sweep up.
Well, that'll do it for this week, everybody. Jeff, I'm looking at your Discord. I can't help but notice that's the same picture.
Yeah, I didn't add anything.
Nothing. This week.
No, Jesus. I stayed inside.
Oh. Took pictures from in there.
I'm not always an asshole.
I didn't say anything about being an asshole.
No, not a lot going on today because this week there was a lot of school cancellations from snow and everything else. So,
just what do you and your boys do in the midst of a snowstorm? Video games, mostly.
Video games, movies, Nerf gun battles, you know, board games, you name it. Half the day, usually, it's me trying to yell at them to please get clothing on. You know, like I'm like, you've been in your underwear all day. Can you please get something on?
I feel like that's the same
discussion.
My boys
are the same.
Yeah.
My wife is always yelling at me for the same thing.
Does you want some?
To get close on.
Please put
Jim, your
on.
Balls are hanging out of your underwear again.
It's 2:00 in the afternoon. Yeah. I understand there's snow outside. Please put some pants on.
I say it to my daughter all the time, too. And then she says, well, when are you getting dressed? That's not the question.
Yeah, you say, when you're old enough, then you can make that own decision. But
does your one son still walk around with a sword in his back all the time?
No.
No?
No, I mean, well, if he's playing with swords. I mean, and when he wasn't just in underwear, he would just, you know, slide it through his underwear like a sheath
or
whatever.
I think the one or maybe but two times I was at your house, he had underwear on and a sword tucked
down. Yeah.
Sensible.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably the only reason he was wearing underwear, to hold the sword in place.
Oh, that's funny. You're way too close to your mic. I'm just telling you. Oh, I just in general, when you're talking mostly, you're very loud. Just wanted you to know.
Sorry, Jim.
Just wanted you to know.
Sorry.
You sound better there.
Hold the thing in front
Why
of it.
Why can't you make that come over there? And sit up a little bit like a big boy. Can't you sit up like a big boy?
I was forced out of my spot, so this is how I sit.
I would think if you sat up just
I didn't force
a little bit.
Yeah, you did, Ryan.
No, you gladly moved this chair over and slid that. I just sat down.
I was going to sit in that chair over there, but I was told I couldn't fucking move that electrical
I just
panel,
recommended
so.
It. Recommendation. Didn't want to start over. Got everything sounding perfect.
Sure.
How you feeling, Ryan?
Good. I'm feeling all right.
How's your
hole in my back?
Yeah.
Tail. It's still there.
Siamese twin.
It's okay, though.
Okay. Did you guys like the Siamese twin?
I was just going to say, did you want to get into the Siamese twin?
Nothing really to get all? Into. I just didn't realize there was a man version of, like, I knew Lori and Dory when I was a kid. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, there's a famous brothers or whatever?
There are now.
I don't know that famous would be the word, but I would think, I guess in that circle, they would be famous. Siamese Yeah.
Is it Matt Damon and
where are they from?
That other dude?
Yeah, that movie. Love that movie.
I don't know. I was too excited. I didn't even read the article. I just sent it over to Casey. I don't even know that it's real. So I'm sorry.
All I read was that one was suing the other over masturbation.
No.
Because they only had one penis. I sent this to you also.
They only had one penis?
I think so.
Jeff
think
has the...
But do they both feel pleasure? That's the...
Now I got to read this.
Well,
see? Now I have to
You have it. Our thing, our chat muted, right? The group chat?
Well, I unmuted it this morning when I texted noon, question mark, and nobody responded.
You all texted.
Everybody texted.
Is it this here? This...
Nooner?
No. Frankie Noon. McDonald action figure?
I'm pretty sure I said that so early.
Seriously? Frankie McDonald action figure?
Yeah.
Did you see this week's video?
No, but I sent you that Frankie McDonald action figure and you wrote ha or LOL so you'd know about it.
Drinky, drinky.
I don't think I got whatever the hell you sent.
I don't think you're getting our texts.
Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of ignoring texts, Jeffrey.
What?
You ignore texts all the time. When you said this today, you text what time? Noon. And nobody responded to you, but everybody did respond to you.
No.
Oh, it's only $33.
That's mean. I'm not getting texts for some reason. Mm-hmm. See that?
Maybe you've had us muted too long.
The algorithm is guessing that I just don't want to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah, it's Frankie McDonald action figure.
Yeah, who is that?
Who's Frankie?
You don't
McDonald?
Know Frankie McDonald?
Dude, we went over this before.
Come on,
and we
guys.
Can't,
oh, is that the guy who
eats 550
YouTube
hot dogs
or something? Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Tried.
That's not.
No.
That
tried to eat 50 hot dogs.
There's a video of him actually doing
oh,
it.
Oh, he did it. He finished it. Oh, okay.
I'd imagine
for it.
Now he's a weathercaster. Very
I
good.
I think he finished them before he ran from the gorillas.
Did you see this week's video? He was running.
I don't think I saw this week's video.
Running from something. I forget what it was.
Oh, my God. The zebras are coming. And now there's another one. Now there's two zebras.
I made Devin watch it. It's the only reason I know about
this
it.
This isn't going to pick up on the...
No, it's not.
So,
Casey, nobody likes you. Nobody likes your buzzkill, bud.
How come it doesn't pick up on the...
Yeah.
Because Jimmy unplugged everything. Because he lives here, Jeff. Yeah, this is no, what he runs his life on.
The audio doesn't come out of the TV, though.
This is why we need video.
What do you want? What do you want now? I asked you three fucking times if you needed anything plugged in, and I said no. I just wanted to
And
show.
You're the one that wants to bring the video up,
you're
not
yelling,
me.
You're yelling into my ears.
Well, you got me worked up.
You don't need to yell. You're not going
to
be able to take yourself down.
You need to take yourself to a four.
And you wanted to know, that's the first thing in my notes this week, is you wanted to know why I was getting angry with you last week on the podcast when we were talking about changing my tire.
Getting mad with me on the podcast.
Yeah, last week. You
this
said,
really,
why are you
this
getting...
This is driving a wedge between our...
You said, why are you getting angry at me? About when I said
yeah,
about changing.
Because you were furious because you were fucking.
Yeah, because you were making a dick out of me for what I was wearing, my
it's
work clothes.
It's what I do, and that's fucking stupid. Everybody was making a dick out of you. Wearing work clothes to go on a fucking roof are the same clothes you change a tire in. I don't give a fuck what you're saying.
Yeah, they are.
Do you see what I'm wearing
was
right
this
now?
The cargo
work
pants?
Clothes.
I had khaki.
If I blew a fucking flat, I'd change my fucking tire.
I had khaki
oh,
pants
I gotta
on.
Wait here 4 fucking hours for AAA because I'm dressed. In a fucking khakis. Oh,
I waited
man.
An hour and a half.
You'd never be able to get them clean. I don't know what you're doing while you're fucking changing your tire, but there's no oil involved.
No, but there is a lot of dirt.
Carry some rubber gloves.
Lots of dirt.
Yeah, lots of dirt.
Just on your
fucking
knees.
Fucking quit rolling around in the dirt. Just change the tire. Leave the dirt alone.
But you, so you didn't
Christ.
Change your tire because you were worried about
you have
your khaki
feet,
pants?
Right? You have feet? Did you
those
have your feet
his,
on?
No, he was worried about his work clothes, not
you were worried about
regular
work
clothes.
Did you
work clothes.
Did you have your feet with you? Because if you had feet, you'd be standing on them, even if you were in the dirt, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You have to kneel down to get your tire.
People would drive by, hey, look, that guy's changing his tire in his work clothes.
I was a catcher for 12 years.
One at a time here.
I thought I was the only one. I thought I was the only one busting your ass.
No. Oh, sorry, I need to jump in on this because I missed this.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering, he buys all these Evel Knievel things, and you're worried about a pair of cargo pants to change a tire?
Yeah.
Yeah, because those...
I got the money that I can fucking call someone to come and change my tire, that I don't need to do it. And I have money to buy
even Yeah, what you poor sons of bitches don't understand.
You don't have,
son of a bitch.
You don't have money to buy new cargo pants.
Well, first
No, actually I have new I have another pair.
An unlimited supply.
The point is he's got money to say peasants.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Come do this shit.
First hold on. I need another 15 pair of cargo pants, please.
Hold on. Wasn't this a rental car?
Yeah.
So why would you have to pay for it?
Because fucking Hertz charges $75 to come change their tire. Believe me, I was pissed about it.
What? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, tell me about it. I know it's ridiculous. I bitched
well,
about
it. Is.
It.
They it's said, ridiculous.
They said that.
They just let the like air out of the tires and be like, oh, this guy's going to owe us like $370.
They said that I'm supposed to be offered like a roadside assistance package every time that I rent the car, but. I've never been offered.
Those roadside ever. Assistances don't care about them at Burger Barnes.
No. And Severy.
Poor buddy.
You should have just got the insurance and then said fucking drove.
I wasn't
all the
offered
way.
It.
I'd say, hey, I've already gotten a car stuck in the mud in my yard, and when I called AAA or whatever, they were like, well, we don't cover you getting the tow truck getting the car out. I'm like, why? I'm having car issues and I need a tow truck. Yeah, they're like, yeah, but it's not on the road. Like, it's a car and
I
you're
would
a
have
tow
pushed
truck.
That bitch right on the.
Yeah.
Jimmy
well,
would have
I
done
couldn't.
It
was stuck in the freaking mud.
Jimmy would have got a tow strap out, hooked into the tree, put his khaki pants on.
Those are his tire changing khakis.
Yeah, that's what they're for.
Well, from now on, just pack some fucking rubber gloves in your bag.
No, yeah. No rubber boots, knee pads, you know, plastic wrap.
A tire-changing outfit
hold on.
And bring it with you.
He drives a Subaru, so it won't ever be a... They're run-flat tires, so he'll be all
right. Well, at home, yeah, but he doesn't get a Subaru on the road, right?
Well, I mean, any Subaru driver knows how to change a tire, and, you know.
I know
wow,
how
a,
to change
I'd
a
hate
tire.
To be, I'd hate to be out in the middle of a safari and not know how to change a tire. Lions chasing you and shit. That's why you got your Subaru.
All those soccer balls you got to move.
You were saying? I like your shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
My mom got this for me for Christmas.
She got me my...
She got Jimmy
stickers?
Some
Hanukkah jelly stickers?
Stars.
Which have been up for 3 weeks. Nobody's even mentioned them.
I
mentioned
yet.
Them. No, they're on the other side of the door. He put them so no one can see them. It's probably why no one said anything about
only when you walk in the room. Yeah, sorry. On the front of the door where nobody would see it. Asshole.
They're gooey.
Nobody's really mentioned your stupid cigar holder either.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
And it's not a cigar holder. I think we went over that. We talked about it for like 15 minutes.
Have you named him yet?
What?
Have you named him yet?
Henry.
Is that to put your dog Chompas in?
Now. Listen to last week's episode.
I'd rather just
forget
yeah,
last
no,
week
just
ever
tell
happened.
Me. Yeah.
Did you see they're bringing Howard the Duck back?
Yes.
Ooh. I've never seen the original.
Awesome. What?
Tried to watch it a couple times. I can't get through it.
As a television series, though, I heard.
Yeah.
Is that DC?
It's yeah.
Not sure whether to be disappointed or excited about it. You seem excited about it.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I love
Howard the Duck is Marvel.
Is it Marvel?
Yeah, because it's he's.
Oh, yeah.
There's even a scene in Guardians of the Galaxy where there's a Howard the Duck stuck in a cage in the collector's
right
stuff, like an Easter egg.
Yeah, but this is going to be his own TV Jesus show. Christ. I think it's going to be in like a year.
He's watching movies in a totally different fucking way than I do, apparently.
Yeah, sober.
Coming
out. I was trying to think of an eloquent way to put that, but you fucking summed it right up.
I'm all like, yeah, like, wow, the story here and the drama. And you're like, look at the colors.
I can see the words.
Did you see that thing that came out the other day about the Easter egg for Batman versus Superman? Some guy's name in the one office, his name is there. He's like a comic book writer. Whatever.
What are they making another Batman Superman?
No. Some guy just found this Easter egg in the movie and like posted it on Reddit and like the internet went crazy about it. And I'm like, who the
Why?
Fuck is that guy? I don't.
Yeah.
So
he's a comic book.
They went crazy because somebody's still talking about that shitty movie.
DC's garbage.
I like the original Howard the Duck movie by George Lucas and stuff.
Great, dude. Yeah. Who's that chick in it? She's smoking hot.
It's from Back to the Future.
Yes.
What's her name? The mom. Back to the Future mom. Laura Leia Thompson.
You and Johnny M are the only two people that
I think it's Leia Thompson. Is that
yeah,
right?
Leia Thompson. Beverly Switzler was her name.
Dude, that Howard the Duck movie, that's like one of those things where like I have to show my kids this movie.
Yeah.
And they love it. It was on just the other day.
I mean, it's like the worst one. 4.6 out of 10.
Those are just a bunch of douchebags who are like, oh, it's not that good.
No, it's iconic.
You're just full of yourself.
Movie.
No, it's an awesome
movie. It's really a good movie.
I know it's an awesome movie. But
he knows quack foo. You can't
terrible
fuck with
movie.
Him.
No, it's
I've never
gonna
seen it.
You're going to have to go home and watch it today, Kevin.
So it's going to be an animated series on Hulu, and Kevin Smith is the writer.
I saw that. That's why I wanted to talk to you.
Could
about
be interesting.
It.
Now I'll watch it.
Did he finish number 3 of the trilogy?
Not yet. No, they're working on Jay and Silent Bob reboot first.
I'd rather have the number 3 of the trilogy.
Moose Jaws.
What? Number 3 of what?
The True North trilogy. It was Tusk, Yoga Hosers, and then there's going to be a Moose Jaws. Where it's Jaws, but with a moose.
I hated.
Oh, really?
I hated Tusk, but I did love Yoga Hosers.
Kevin Smith said that it's pretty much basically word for word Jaws, but with a moose.
<That's awesome>. We're gonna need a bigger hoose to fight this moose.
There is a summary of it on IMDb.
Hose teasers.
Of the animated series, or Moose Jaws.
Moose Jaws.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Moose Jaws.
So anyway, what else you got for us over there, bud? And you got to get out of that chair. This can't happen next week. I'll get another chair. I can't look at you like that.
You have to take the electrical panel off of that chair, and
would
have
be fucking. It could take weeks to get that done. I'm gonna need to get a.
If he unplugs that, we have to reset all.
Yeah.
The
it took 108 episodes to take a phone call
of the room.
Just looking at that makes me nervous. No, I just do that.
Are we recording this week?
No.
Did
you want me to start?
Talk about the Evel Knievel stuff that you reconditioned.
The what?
The Evel Knievel stuff.
Why are you yelling into the microphone? You got to sit up, man.
You just ruined the value of all that stuff. You know that, right?
Yeah, but Kyle, it's for my personal collection. I'm not going to resell it.
I understand that. But
your personal collection.
Because the only person that would buy it was the guy
who owns would
it.
Buy it.
That's not true. There are several.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple suckers.
Go on eBay right now and try to fucking get one of those stunt cycles.
Just go ahead and try.
For under $300.
The stunt cycles?
In a box.
Just the little one? The little one, right?
It's not that little.
I saw them on there for like $30.
No, you didn't. A complete set in the box with the instructions and everything you can't get for under $300.
$38.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Do you see a box or a or
look at how mad he's going. I just want to bring it to everybody's attention.
It says comes with box.
Look,
you guys
fucking upset me. It
comes with all the other junk you need. The box.
That one comes with an action figure.
Oh, shit. Here
you
we
guys
go.
Have absolutely no idea what you're talking
you've
about
no
when,
clue how
when
eBay
it comes
works.
To Evel Knievel.
You've never even been on eBay before. None of you.
There's a new one for $220.
That's one bid, Jeff. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Can I ask you, did all you do to reconstruct those was paint them white and then put new stickers on them?
I didn't paint anything, no. I took,
what's a reconstructo?
For that, I'll show you the pictures.
Put
of
new stickers on.
But for that, the rocket, the Canyon cycle,
yeah.
The dude, when I got the stunt cycle with the box, he sent me that. Canyon cycle for
I believe
just
this is
put
what
it
we're
in
talking about. I really can't.
He put it in the box and it was like it was really beat up. So I soaked it in water. I took all the old stickers off and I took one of those like soft sanding blocks to it and I took it all the way down.
And then I
took a fine like really fine sandpaper and I went over it again.
We have to
and
get
then
him a jacket.
There's this dude on
Casey. Keep talking. I'm getting so horny. Over
there's this dude on. There's this dude on eBay that has exact replica sticker kits.
Yeah.
So I got those and then just put it on the.
So no painting at all?
Nope. Nope.
So
it's all just.
Counterfeiting Evel Knievel merchandise. Cool.
No.
He's going to sell
it. It's only counterfeit if he sells it.
Yeah. This is for his personal collection.
Christmas present.
Well, I need it before Halloween, please.
What does Halloween have to do with anything?
Yeah. Just because it's Tuesday,
I'm
man.
I'm going to get you this, like, to... like this week.
You know what that looks like to me?
You can start wearing it as early as next week.
You know what that looks like to me?
Your driving jacket.
That, no, that looks like his new work clothes.
Hold on.
You show up on a roof with that on.
I would never change a tire in that.
No, but you show up on a roof with that on, I guarantee you people will not stop looking at you.
You don't show up to roofs. You
the Mexicans actually love it.
You land on that fucking roof.
If anything, Casey's got more experience on roofs than any of us here, all of us combined, even. You could make a real career out of it. That could be your thing, jumping roofs. Say that.
So that's what it looked like when I got it.
Oh, for fuck.
What is that, a spaceship?
That's the
Canyon
cycle.
Be on that roof with that outfit, and people will just look up and be like, go ahead, jump, man, jump.
Wait. So the big event was that he jumped a canyon with a motorcycle, but the motorcycle is shaped like a fucking airplane.
Yeah, it was inside.
How is that fair?
It was inside a rocket.
That's called a jet.
Well, he had to jump.
I jumped. I jumped a hole in the ground with an airplane.
Yeah, with a missile. With a missile.
I've done that several times.
To my ass.
I don't think he really did it. It was all like
CG.
CGI.
Yeah, in 1970.
It was in a movie studio.
It was CGI.
Right next door was the moon landing. Then there was Evel Knievel next door.
Well, he didn't make the fucking jump. He went down
so
in the canyon.
Fucking
he jumped over the
he
moon.
Fell.
Did
like
he
after
die?
That. It no, it failed.
Yeah, he died in 1978. In the canyon.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on. The guy you interviewed last week is going for that world record. That guy is going to eat it. Yeah. Yeah,
that was good. Doug Danger.
The guy that's going to add another car to the whatever.
He's
going
to try to break. Doug Danger is going to try to break the bus record. Yeah, he's going to try.
On a Harley, right?
Yeah, on Evel
Knievel's. Yeah, dude, he's definitely not going to do that. No, I'm sorry, man.
He's probably listening. He's probably listening live.
He might do it if he puts wings on it and rockets.
Come on, man. The guy's like how old? Like 70 years old?
He's 54.
54. And he's going for a record.
That's not as old as he made it sound for. Like 70 and 50. Oh.
When was
he his
last jump?
1980.
How old was he?
How old was he? I don't know.
How do you
the
not
worst.
Know this?
You're the worst museum director I've ever fucking seen in my life.
I'm going to say he was 44. Google it. There's a list on Wikipedia of every Evel Knievel jump.
Oh, thank God for that.
Did you put him on there, Casey?
How much work have you been
corrected
doing on the
by
Evel,
Casey.
How much work have you been doing on the Evel Wiki page?
No, none.
Why?
I've spent a lot of time reconditioning my 1973 toys.
Yeah, when do you get all this free time? Jeez, I wish I had that.
I'm always waiting for AAA to change a tire.
Yeah.
So this is the bike that that's what the bike looked like.
Look at the detail.
Look at Jeff pretending like he's interested.
Can you imagine that detail from 1973? Does that not look like a real bike?
It's like a model, and it looks like you just put stickers on it.
That's just a little Chinese kid.
I cleaned
it. That out.
Whoa. Why a Chinese kid?
Is it plastic? It's just like, so it's not
Asian.
Even like a metal.
There are metal components to the bike, yeah.
Wow, do we want to talk about
no.
the real Evel Knievel?
How he beat the guy with the baseball bat?
Or his wife and kids?
Yeah, he wasn't the nicest guy.
Who, Evel?
Not going to lie to
you. His name wasn't Angel Knievel.
Are these all ideal toys that you're getting?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, they're on the Wikipedia
from
page.
1973.
Yeah, 72 to 77. Those are the big years.
Yep, and then he beat Shelley Salmon with a baseball bat, and he lost everything.
I was just reading about
because the guy wrote a book about him and talked nasty about him in the book, and Evel didn't like it.
So he beat him with a bat? Now there's a story.
Yeah. Where's the bat? Yeah, you should have a replica of
the
bat.
He's got the replica of the bat.
I believe it was after one of his jumps, and Evel had several broken bones in his body also and took an aluminum baseball bat to this dude and broke both of his arms.
See, that's like... That's
and
like
went to jail.
That's like if you had like Tanya Harding's ice skates, cool.
Yes.
But if you have the crowbar... Awesome.
Man, is that...
Did you find out when his last jump
no,
was?
No, I don't care. Can we move on from Evel fucking Knievel? Like, how has it engulfed our entire podcast, Evel Knievel Talk? Literally taking over our lives.
Yeah, remember he used to always wear shirts that say, tell him Steve Dave?
Yeah, or...
He's changed. He's changed. Yeah.
I still have. Listen.
Well, underneath that is his American cape. So just be happy he's got the Evel shirt on right now. Fucking go up on my roof and jump off. Anything non-evil related this week?
I got tons of stuff.
I can see that you're just growing in fury. It's just rising.
I got he's going to go home. Barb, they fucking did it again. These fuckers
you
keep making fun of me.
You're such a fucking asshole.
Let's talk about Valentine's
Day.
We
agreed on that a long time ago.
Let's change the subject.
Pass me my rubbing alcohol so I can clean this fucking rocket.
The rocket's already complete.
Do you have like a little shop in that house now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A little workshop.
Absolutely.
Good, good.
What do you want to know about Valentine's Day, Jeffrey?
Just if anybody did anything. Or what? Sat in a corner crying.
Steaks and shrimp.
We did steaks last night. Friday night. Yeah, they were good. That's what we did, though. Big night.
Yeah.
It's what you do, man. It's tough because we didn't ask. We didn't want to ask anybody to watch him. So it was like, we'll just stay in and make steaks.
It's called growing up.
That way.
Yeah.
Go out and buy a $25 steak.
Yeah, it was nice. But that was it. I mean, she's working all weekend, so it's been me and the boy.
Those are the best.
Okay.
They are. They are. Whenever my wife would leave and it was just me and the boys, man, it's fucking pizza. It's doing nothing. It's hanging out. Well, no rules.
Carter would probably choke with pizza. So that's out. And
we would eat in the living room, and I'd say, now there's only one rule, boys. You cannot tell mommy we ate in the living room. first thing she comes home, Mom, we ate in the living room.
Dad told us not to tell you, but...
Anybody else? Kim?
We went away, actually, for the first time. Well, we went up to Hershey.
Ever? For the first time ever?
I meant...
Yeah, I'm like, you guys have never gone
for Valentine's
out.
Day, I'm not really...
Oh, for Valentine's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but we actually went out... we went up to Hershey.
The Hotel Hershey or
well,
Hershey
we
Park?
Have a resort, so we stay at the Hershey Suites. Oh, nice. But it was nice, so we went up without the kids, so we had some adult time.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's always good.
And then we went to the spa.
Wow.
Brian enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah.
You got like a massage and everything?
He likes to get pampered, yeah.
I got one massage.
You wouldn't think, but he does.
My, I think it was my 10-year reunion.
You need a fucking massage if anybody at this table.
No, but that's really, listen, so I've never.
You need one weekly.
I've never had a massage, right? And my 10-year anniversary, I booked us a bed and breakfast, whatever, in the Poconos and stuff. I thought it would be this cool thing. I never did anything like that, whatever. It was a real experience because, like, the bed and breakfast was owned by this old Russian woman. It was very bizarre. She had made me put on these slippers that didn't fit my feet that walked through the house.
You must wear these.
It's very strange. Yeah, so. But I also booked a couple's massage where they come to the room and everything. And it was very awkward for me, right? So, like, my wife was like, whatever, boom, stripped down, laid right on her thing, whatever. And the woman's like, well, I'm like, how do I do? And she's like, well, you can either go naked or you wear underwear. And I'm like, it's probably best if I wear underwear. I'm like, you know, because I was just really afraid of laying on my back. And while she's massaging me.
There's a towel over it. It's not like towel. It's fucking...
Yeah, well, but there's a towel over it, but I didn't want it to look
fire
like...
Hose
it didn't look like
no,
it.
You're good.
I didn't want to look like we were camping in the Poconos, you know what I'm saying? So...
Well, it was obviously a girl. That
so, but again, the whole time I'm getting the massage, I instead of me being like, oh, this is nice, I'm just like... Don't get hard on. Like, it was very weird to have somebody touch me, and it, you know, I've never had someone touch me and it not lead to something, you know. So
well, the big question is, well, did you?
So, Kim, you're sitting
get a hard on? Yeah. I got a semi. No. But I asked her afterwards because I turn everything into a joke. Like, I can't, like, that's even, I'm at a funeral, I'm making jokes. I'm whatever, I'm making jokes. And so,
I get a boner, I'm making jokes.
I said that boner. Hey, don't mind. After I have sex, I yell bazinga, you know, like, no, but, but after it was all over, she was like, so what did you think of the massage? Like, they all of them wanted to know. And I was like, well, it was weird. I said, but honestly, I said, the best part was when you were like, I guess putting like the oil and stuff on. And I was like, and I just kept thinking to myself, like, God, I wish I had someone to do that for me when I went to the beach to put on sunscreen. Cause that's the worst part. Putting on sunscreen. That's all I thought about.
Wow. Was the chick hot?
I don't think about that.
She was good looking, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
See, that would be my problem.
Yeah. And I didn't matter.
I missed. There was a one of some Bert or Bree or somebody dated a masseuse when we were in college. She used to come over to the dorms and
massage everybody.
Well, like practice. She was in.
Dude, that's awesome.
It was fucking phenomenal. Like, bring her table over and.
Fuck.
Was that you that?
I lived with.
Oh,
Amy.
Amy.
Who was a
that, but she wasn't the one.
No.
She listened.
She never touched me. Thank God. I forget the other one's name though. But that was nice.
I got a massage from her once.
From Amy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah?
It was really it was did weird.
You get a boner?
awkward.
No, she really wasn't no that good.
And I left my boxers on.
Did I maybe get one from her?
Maybe.
A boner, not a massage.
Possibly.
She would have been the never mind. Never mind. This makes it weird now.
Anyway. So Brian likes to get pampered, huh?
Yeah.
What else do you do? Like the whole like
Jeff doesn't.
I don't. I don't like
just
getting pampered.
That
I like getting hit with like
no,
raw fish
it.
Or something. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
No, he gets a massage, you got a facial, and he even got a pedicure.
I got a mani pedi when I was in Jamaica.
It's nice.
How come we're only learning about this now?
He's upset we didn't notice.
I got a French tip.
Evil Knievel painted on his toenails, and we wanted to move from that. That's why he didn't mention it.
Yeah, they have Trogues. Have you guys ever been to Trogues?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. But
love it there.
Harrisburg?
No, the Hershey, yeah.
What's that?
It's a good time.
It's a beer place. Mm-hmm. It's a brewer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's right by the
park.
They
make Mad Elf, right? Trogues?
Mm-hmm.
Mad Elf, yeah.
Elf on the Shelf?
Yes.
For you, the listeners of Saturdays with Chicken Duck, GoDaddy makes registering domain names fast, simple, and affordable. Here are some reasons why so many business owners choose GoDaddy to be their domain name registrar. GoDaddy is the world's largest technology provider dedicated to small business. They have award-winning 24/7 support to help build your online business. GoDaddy is trusted by 13 million customers, more than any other domain name registrar. So, to save 30% and get your domain name, or use any of their services, go to trygodaddy.com/chickenduck. Again, that's trygodaddy.com/chickenduck to save 30%.
Have you talked to Sharky?
Not recently. Why?
I was just wondering.
Everything okay?
When, I don't know. I was wondering. He said he was laid up.
I said that he had back that his back hurt
last week
when Jeff was telling us about his back.
Oh.
So I have that in my notes. So I went to breakfast with my dad the other day. And he always likes to hear about you. So I was trying to get to the point where you said about that's why you have a one level house in case anything would happen to you. And I never got that far because as I was telling my dad about your back problems, my dad's like, you know, not the happiest person. He's kind of miserable most of the time. And he's like, that guy doesn't sound like he should be watching children. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, he can't move. He can't move. What if something would have happened? And I'm like, Dad, this is the first time it's ever happened.
God.
His son is 5. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right to me. I'm
child
like,
protective.
So
CPS will be coming over, by the way.
I never got to tell my dad about you. That's why you got a one floor house, because in case anything
went back.
That they don't have to carry you down any steps.
Speaking of back thing, ever since I had this thing removed from my back.
Your tail.
You can jump higher.
My tail. I haven't tried
it. It's 12 pounds lighter.
But my foot is no longer numb.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's
nice.
I didn't know that the foot was numb.
Yeah. My foot was numb for months.
Did you tell us that before?
Yes. I've. Well, it's not like you actually listen to me when I speak ever. But
yes, we do, Dustin.
Shit,
what kind of surgery did you have?
Did you say Dustin?
I had like a cyst.
Too smoky down here, too?
From my tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. I just had that removed.
Yeah, his tail removed.
Yeah. It
well, there's a
like
lot of
hell.
Nerve endings in there.
Yeah, maybe it was putting pressure on
your
spine.
It was probably your twin.
So you could probably run faster and jump higher.
What is that?
Possibly.
Yeah. What do they call
your
that?
Vestigial twin.
Yeah. Like vestigial. From Family Guy.
I do feel like I'm missing a part of myself.
So. Probably. Well, now, what'd they do with it? Put it in a jar somewhere. You should wear it around your neck.
You can bring it here and put it on the table.
Please,
with the skull.
I put a wig on the jar and put drew a face on it.
Remember that pickle that Bert had in his basement? It was like this big when we put it there. No. And I was like, you should do that with it.
What? It grew.
Yeah, pickles grow.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That was crazy.
He kept swapping it out.
Fucking 20 years.
There's he kept no swapping it out with another pickle.
That pickle
but like,
grew.
Well, maybe it was. Here's what you should do. We should get it. Jar it.
Wasn't I on here and explained that I was going through physical therapy and stuff?
Yeah, you told us all about the physical therapy.
Hold on, wait. What school did you go to in high school?
Oh, why? Can't release that kind of information.
I just don't know who you
Jeff.
Are. That's why.
There's certain groups that are looking
who you
for
are.
Me.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. There's groups looking.
Yeah, school. Yeah. What school?
NACT is looking for him, or NATC. NACT. NATC.
North American Triad Chapter.
Yeah. What are you reading on over there, pal?
Notes.
Oh, what do you got?
What else you got?
I got a call the other day from an executive liaison from American Airlines. Just wanted to check on how my flights and everything were going.
Get the fuck
out. I swear to God.
Hey, you know, the other day I was at a restaurant and the manager talked to me.
Ooh, I got a call from the CEO of Visa yesterday. Yeah, he said I've been spending a lot of good money lately. Thank you.
He said I was special. They wanted to increase my credit limit.
That's like
look
getting,
out.
Yeah, that's like weight, getting a flight call from Ronald limit. McDonald from McDonald's.
He spoke to the Burger King directly.
Oh my God! I'm gonna piss off.
Oh my God!
Wow!
I might actually pee my pants.
I think that was as close as I've been to passing out like Casey did without actually doing it in a long time. So thank you.
Well,
for
the
that.
Chair helps him now.
He might have been out. He might have blacked out there. We don't even know.
So yeah, I was rather skeptical of the call because when I called back. I called the American Airlines, like the number that.
Is this Mr. America?
That hurt.
He was like, this is Casey Shear? Who the fuck is this?
Mr. America!
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, they when I said, can I talk to his name was, they're like, we have no idea who that is. I'm like, I don't know. He called from this number, the executive liaison for American Airlines. They're like, yeah, we have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
You were catfished.
So, well, here I called the wrong number back. Like, he gave me a... He
called Delta.
He gave you the wrong number?
No, he gave me the right number, but I just called, like, the regular American Airlines number back. And so, yeah, that's all they wanted to know was... how my flying was going, how my travels are.
And your social security number. Yeah. Just those three little things.
So I think I might get bumped up to the concierge key level.
Jesus. Cool.
Which is like the top status.
It's like the tippy top of the airline.
Tippy top.
They for that, they actually, like if you have to go in Dallas, for example, it's a huge airport, mm-hmm. and you usually have to go on like a train to go across to another gate. But the concierge key people, they'll pick you up at the bottom of the plane in a car and take you over to your gate.
Ooh, fancy.
Hey.
I would love to watch that. Oh, he's here, he's
now,
here.
Now he's going
to
be like, I can't change this tire. My bow tie will get ruined.
All that certainly worth identity theft. No problem.
Do they like give you like a special button to wear? Or like, how do they know?
It's in the computer. They know.
Yeah, well,
I know Casey Shear, and you, sir, are no Casey Shear.
There's like no secret handshakes or anything. Like
they have a retinal scanner.
He's got his fucking American cape on underneath his shirt.
Yeah,
just flash the cape, you all.
So when are you going to be on their commercial? That's what we want to know. When are you going to be their new spokesman?
I don't know.
We should make a commercial for them.
We're like, we love this guy because he says rules are rules.
Right.
Well,
you did always say that growing up.
They maybe. Yeah,
I think so.
Oh yeah, he's
really?
Totally a
right.
Not a rule break. Well, until he was 18.
I used to be really intimidated by you growing up.
What?
I was. I was like.
He was very intimidating. He read
kind
books
of.
And shaved.
He shaved. You were a big guy.
I thought talk. He was a hippie.
Were you bald
back
then?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I always had a shaved head.
Like a one.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Until I started mm-hmm. smoking weed.
Then at all.
Then you were like, "Oh man, I need hair for this."
Man, my head is fucking cold now.
Was that back in your wrestling days?
Is that why you? Sure? No, even before that, I had long hair when I wrestled.
Rich Lather.
You remember that, Ryan?
I do remember that.
What was your name?
I don't know. Did I have a name?
I thought so. Weren't you up there sometimes for the backdoor wrestling?
Yeah, I was.
Sounds awful, by the way. Yeah, right?
I don't think we ever.
Don't you remember
it that
when we got together for backdoor wrestling?
It was backyard.
Just
wrestling.
This must be just us guys.
This must be man me too.
Backdoor you know, wrestling is what they did at night.
It was backyard wrestling.
All that talk
sure
about,
it was.
All that sure. talk about oiling you up really
yeah.
got you fucking oiled.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't like the masseuse thing. I got like PTSD. Yeah.
Well, that's enough for me for 1 week. This is getting awfully sexual.
What is this thing here?
That's Casey's bomb.
That's my digital recorder.
It's his taser.
Oh, your digital recorder.
Yeah, I brought that along. I wanted to show you that because my bag got pulled the 1 week through the airport.
So you turn this on and it scans for life forms or something?
Yes.
What did you record with it?
I recorded me and Jimbo.
Oh. Are you going to lump that in at the end of the show?
No, I'm going to put it out on Wednesday.
Is there not
last
an
Wednesday.
Easier way to do that? Like through
You're
your phone?
Put it out.
I know. I feel like this is like old tech or something compared to like the technology.
Like
I feel like there's got to be an app for
that recorder.
Like there's no apps that you can get for your phone that when
yeah,
somebody
sure
calls, it records the whole
and it just puts it on the line.
This whole show
on the line.
I'm sure there are, Kyle, but that was like $250 and it will
that's
fucking
what I
pick
mean.
Up.
You could have saved yourself too.
It's going to sound a lot better than a fucking recording on a phone call. This isn't like a fucking shit quality show here that we're producing.
I know. I understand that. But Jimbo's not even there.
Phone.
Jimbo's not there, though.
Where?
When you're doing the interview.
Yeah, no shit.
So you're recording it through a phone.
No, I'm not.
How are you doing it?
Through Skype. Through that. I plug everything into that.
Casey, relax.
Would somebody walk me out of here, then?
So that's your digital recorder. Is that for a part of this podcast, or is it a separate podcast?
That's going to be a separate podcast.
He's branching off. He's tired of us. He's going solo.
We have two new podcasts in the works.
Okay.
Because this one's doing so well.
Are you going to announce them or what?
We can't get people to follow this one. Let's try another one.
We've been talking about them for the last couple of weeks.
What's the other one? I know about you and Jimbo.
Berks County Unsolved. With me, Jimmy, and Kyle.
You guys are going to go out and, like, solve crimes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Unsolved murders.
Wait, I'm not. Yeah, let me rephrase that. You two are going to go out and solve crimes while Jim watches at home
no,
on his iPad.
Like
or
I'm
going to
do the exact same thing
me
I do for this podcast.
You're
going to
go out and, like, do interviews and shit.
I'm going to crash
they
it.
They saved the day.
I thought it was a good idea, buddy.
It's a great idea.
It's
going
to
rock it above this fucking podcast.
I think it's a good idea, too.
You get the 47 views.
Jeff, here, see if you understand. I said to Casey, I said, well, why the fuck would anybody that doesn't live in Berks County want to hear about Berks County crimes? Like, I was like, well, like, how many listeners are from Berks County?
Well,
unless they're weird crimes.
Chicken ducks.
Well, chicken ducks.
I actually think it's a good show. I think it'll be a good one.
I think it'll be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like...
People are like, we're not going there. No Berks County for us.
Vu got me hooked on that Serial podcast about Adnan. Mm-hmm. Adnan, what's his name?
Adnan Syed.
Adnan Syed.
There's going to be a docuseries coming out.
Yeah.
He talks about Serial?
No. It's a guy that was arrested in 1999. He would have graduated in 99, the same year as Ryan and I.
He's been in jail since.
Everything
the
that
way
you...
Yeah, go ahead.
He's a serial killer or something?
No, everything that you listen to about the case Like, they have very little evidence on him doing the murder, you know, killing her. And he's been sitting in jail since 99, which is like, you know, it's fucked up.
20 years.
So
there's a lot of stories like that, though.
But right.
Guys,
so
guys
would
get out of jail.
That's in Baltimore, you know, and it fucking flooded the country. Like, there's an HBO documentary about it now. So
is there something Berks County-wise like that?
There's over 100 unsolved murders in Berks County, yeah.
I know, but I'm saying there's not a lot that it would bring national light to.
Yeah, you
know
should probably,
I mean? Like,
first thing you should probably investigate is what
the
chicken duck
could
bring.
We have to do
light.
A lot of work for this podcast. You gotta.
Well, Kyle, if you don't want to be a part of it,
no,
you can just sit at home.
Simmer down.
You guys are going to be like, I thought it was going to be like one of those ghost hunter shows. You guys,
I'm not worried about myself doing the work.
Cameras and
I
stuff.
Have plenty of time to do the work. I'm worried about you.
I have plenty of time. Don't worry.
Yeah, now that he doesn't have to take a train like the common folk, and he gets a town car.
Like, I never have any time.
I feel
do
like
anything.
Really?
Yes.
We have children to take care of, right? Yeah.
Don't you feel like that?
No, I don't work him.
What do you do?
I'm stay-at-home professional dad.
You're
not.
You're looking
what do you
at
do,
it.
Seriously.
Stay-at-home professional dad.
I wish I had that job. That's great.
I'm retired from the Air Force. They medically retired me, so I get a paycheck for the rest of my life.
Then you have time.
Yeah, that's why I don't ever feel like that.
All he does is pay taxes.
Yeah, all I do is walk around and bitch about people around me.
I see.
And get paid for it, though.
No, I don't know. I just don't have time to get everything done with the kids.
There's definitely times where I feel like there's not enough time in the day.
Yeah.
But because I do have a lot of time, I also get irritated when I can't take care of something immediately.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a problem and I have to wait till next Wednesday or whatever, it bothers the shit out of me because I'd rather just get it, do it now or whatever. Which is why then I start complaining and bitching about people. Because I'm like,
driving around parking lots,
what the fuck? Your job is the finance department of this thing, and yet you only work from 12 to fucking 3? Are you goddamn kidding me?
Rules are rules, sir.
Fuck!
That makes me laugh.
What else you got?
Howard the Duck. Listen to you for an hour.
Listen to you for an hour? That's what I got. The only point he wanted to bring up was Howard the Duck.
We need to have a girl conversation.
Tell me I didn't come prepared.
1 second.
We need to have a girl conversation because half the stuff you guys talk about,
bring
I have
it
no
up.
Idea.
Let's go. Girl.
Yeah,
girl
definitely.
It up.
I love girls.
You have your own. You can have your own side part here. We can
go.
Kim's
bring
corner.
Up. Bring up something. I'm
Kim's
in touch
corner.
With my
Kim's
inner
corner.
Woman.
I don't even know what to talk about, though.
Right, welcome to what we have to worry about every week.
Yeah. What would be a girl?
I didn't even take any
girl
notes
talk
this week.
Have you been sexually harassed this week?
Jesus.
No.
God, girl thing.
You dove head first into that one.
Getting a little
not
dark.
Since Jeff flicked the bra strap 20 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, sorry.
Ooh.
I still feel
oh,
bad
yeah,
about
you
that.
Oh, yeah, you remember that. Nowadays, holy shit, you'd be blackballed.
I don't know what I feel worse about, the fact that I had done that or the fact that I never remembered doing it.
Yep.
You don't remember okay. doing it?
No. All I remember...
The bloody nose.
It's part of the problem.
Yeah.
I felt,
well,
really,
I remember,
bad.
I thought,
really bad after it happened.
I thought...
I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get in trouble.
Like, I remember... in my mind, I thought I was like bugging you, but I didn't know what I was doing to bug you to have you turn around so rapidly.
Oh, yeah.
Just sexually harassing her.
Yeah.
No biggie.
But back then it was okay.
Yeah. It wasn't a big deal during that time. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know, it happened to me once before. I had science lab with Mr. Vargin. Do you remember that guy?
Large Varge.
So I don't even remember him teaching us anything. Did you have him in class?
I never had him, though.
I just remember we were doing a lab, and I was partners with Pac, Rick, and
just
Tony. Doesn't matter. Anyways, we're in there and we're doing this lab, and all of a sudden Rick pulls my pants down in class.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like,
okay, I didn't do that.
No, it wasn't you. And I was like, I pull him up quick and I'm like, Mr. Vargin. And he didn't say a word. Nothing. He probably saw the whole thing and was just like,
he planned it.
He had like the glasses. Like
he paid him.
He
paid
him.
Like, I did. Yeah. And I said, they just pantsed me. And no one says anything. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have wore those kind of pants.
Nowadays, that kid would have went to fucking jail for
but
like
it was really
years.
Embarrassing.
This is breaking
really
news. Bad. Isn't he like head coach?
He's
somewhere?
A coach
thumbs
and a teacher.
That's,
that's what's embarrassing.
This could ruin him.
That's
might have
crazy.
To blank his name
you're
going
to bleep it out. Yeah, you're going to have to take this up in a different social media outlet.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I won't say names next time.
No, you can say names.
Yeah, unless you want to. I mean,
taking you down.
He probably won't remember it either.
No.
That's what they all say.
Him and Kevin Spacey.
That's, yeah.
Him and Kevin Spacey.
It's funny, though, that how people will go back like 40 years. Like, oh, you did this. Like,
I don't know that funny is the word I would use.
As we're laughing.
No, like, it's weird. Like, you're going to be, of all the shit I did when I was a kid, I could probably nowadays be.
And that's it. I mean, how long is the.
Fired from every job I've ever.
Well, yeah. But that's. The joke with it, at least in my eyes, is that, you know, times change, right? So when I snapped your bra strap, that would be absolutely a zero tolerance today. But, you know, I wasn't doing that to, like, sexually harass you. I was doing it to, you're a friend of mine, and then we were goofing around, and I don't think I'd ever pants you. That's like a guy on guy situation there, whatever. But you know what I mean? So there was never any negative intentions to that.
Right.
And you got a good shot in, right? Like, you won. So, but to like, but if I was like to run for Congress and then to go back and be like, oh, you know, 20 years ago, you snapped a girl's
broke my nose.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, so I was a kid, you know what I mean? And, you know, I was a boy, you're a girl, you know, like, I don't know, it's just stupid to go back and punish somebody so severely for something that happened so long ago.
No. And
good thing you're not running for Senate.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if you have an important, let's just say important job, like, they would want you to step down. Like, I mean, you know.
Well, that's,
I mean.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If, like, you have any kind of discrepancy, oh my God, I can't even talk right now.
Discrepancy?
Yeah, discrepancy with your history like that. They think of you as you're representing our company or our or whatever, and so they want to you to step down so that they that discrepancy doesn't fold over to them, you know?
But who doesn't have something that
exactly?
Has, you know,
we've all
like,
done things that are
everybody
wrong.
Does.
Like yeah,
right.
You,
yeah.
Right. You learn. Life's
when
about
you
learning.
Say everybody
so.
Is literally.
Who killed a guy?
Why don't you? Why do you think?
I mean,
I
it was
ran
in,
for
it
mayor
was in China, but I mean, you know. That's why
long,
you had to change
that was
his name.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Who killed a guy? That was so subtle. It was great.
Like, the worst, though, is blackface. If you did blackface,
yeah.
Like...
Oh, yeah, that's stuff that's going on right now.
But
with the,
I don't understand what the big, like, the thing
well,
about that is.
There's a bunch of congressmen
what?
Or whatever that have been found that
like,
in
really,
the 80s, whatever,
like,
they weren't the Halloween parties and they were
wearing
blackface.
Do they care really that bad
you know?
About it? No, they
and,
don't.
And, like, the one guy dressed as Michael Jackson, but he also did blackface, mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
But it wasn't really blackface.
And
yeah, it was exactly
well, I'm not getting into that, but...
Big red lips and blackface means blackface.
I mean, I'm not getting into that, but here's my problem with that stuff. Remember Jimbo brought up that one time about how he posted pictures of him wearing the
Indian,
Native American
yeah,
stuff.
Right.
Oh my God!
And he got in trouble.
Dude
like,
went
people...
fucking ape shit though. Dude, guy went fucking crazy.
Right.
Who did?
Some friend on Facebook.
Somebody on Facebook or whatever.
With
like
18th Choctaw.
Went when crazy it, on Jimbo.
Yeah.
What about it?
Yeah, and that about? And that it was so insensitive and all this other stuff. But what kills me is that like Jimbo being very Italian. He could just turn around and do that same bullshit to anybody who dresses like a mafia person. Or if you dress up like Mario and Luigi for Halloween, he could fucking throw a hissy fit. You're making fun of all Italians, you know, but he doesn't do that because that's obnoxious. You know, plus on top of that, there's a difference between dressing like something for a party or whatever to have fun and dressing like something in order to deliberately make fun of it, right? Like, and that's not the intention there. So the intentions really do matter in that situation. I always come back to what it was like two Halloweens ago. Moana had come out, whatever, big thing, a great movie, and there was a costume for kids. What the hell?
Why is that rude?
Speaking of Mario, that was weird. So, but no,
you
there
really
was
a, think that got picked up.
There was a Halloween costume of Maui, right? The Rock's character. It got pulled from the shelves because somebody complained that it was like racist against Filipinos or Islanders or whatever. And it's like, that's ridiculous. Do you really think a kid is deliberately wearing that to make fun of? No, it's like that's an awesome character
there might
from a
be
movie
like
he just
one
watched.
Kid.
No, but even
that one's to do that.
Still, I
like
doubt
down
it.
South or something.
I highly doubt that there's like an 8-year-old out there who is like, these fucking people in islands, I'm wearing this to make fun of them. You know what I'm saying? That they were like, oh, this is cool character. And it's the main male character on the movie. So if you're a boy, you would think that that's the guy you probably are drawn to more than the female character in the movie. But.
He is a good on-screen runner.
But so still, it's a ridiculous situation to like have to pull that off. Like, why are you being offended from it?
But how far is it going to go, really? Like,
so we're looking at the pictures of Jimbo Morgani as a Native American.
Wasn't the guy, remember those commercials back in the day that had like the crying Indian?
Yeah.
Wasn't that guy actually Italian?
Well, yeah. And,
right?
And the old WWF wrestler, Chief J. Strongbow, he was Mexican.
Yeah, like, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes. The other thing that pisses me off, too, is, like, people that usually get pissed off about that are like, other white people. You know, they're white
people.
People
have
nothing
to do with it. Right. Yeah, and here's the problem. This is what's wrong with social media, or, you know, one of the major problems with it, is that it allows people to have a voice that they would otherwise never use because they don't have to see someone face-to-face and say something. And then so...
Like, how would you put this on?
That's kind of bad.
You never fucking did not know or think.
That's kind of bad. The wording is bad there. But what the heck are we saying now? That really threw me off.
I'm sorry.
No, it is.
Social media. So with social media, I think there are people who are literally just looking for things that they can throw a red flag at. And then that way they can then become famous and being like,
right.
I'm the one who called out that was racist or whatever. Right. And then next thing you know, they're on Ellen because it's like they caused a movement of some kind or whatever. And it's like, no, you're just the douchebag who's blowing something way out of proportion and putting meaning to something that had no meaning.
Right. There's douchebag. A lot of that.
That's funny. Douchebags.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry if I'm offending any douchebags out there.
Hey, listen.
I'm offended.
I'm sorry, but I don't care who, like...
Yeah, well... Like,
I offend.
I know...
No offense. Like, I try to be respectful.
No offense, but
no
fuck
offense,
you.
No offense, but I don't, like...
Yeah.
Like,
with all due
me,
respect,
it's like,
fuck
worry
you.
About your own shit. Like, why would I get offended if somebody... If a black guy dressed up as a white guy, I would give absolutely... No shit.
Right. And that's a discussion to have too, because I mean it's hard to have it because
what is that?
This is a music
like
video.
Like when Dave Chappelle
have it because there's other
Dave
things
Chappelle
going on.
I know. Jimmy, stop. I'm trying to have a real conversation over here.
I'm sorry. We're watching Jimbo in this fucking YouTube video.
Oh my god.
Is it a YouTube video?
Hard to
it
not.
Really is a music video?
Yeah. This isn't
what the hell? But here's the thing. He got like beef for this. There's weirder shit out there that is more offensive than this freaking thing. So the argument about the white thing, like it's hard to have that discussion because people don't want to hear a white male talk about it from my side, like as if I would get offended, right? Because like, how dare I be a
nobody cares about you,
privileged
you
white, male.
White male?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but I should be able to get just as upset at Dave Chappelle dressing like a white guy on his show.
He's fucking hilarious.
But just because he's funny.
Yeah,
but that's
right.
See that nowadays that's not acceptable. Just because it's
what
a joke
the
doesn't
the
mean
Wayne's
it's
Brothers
okay.
Movie, White Chicks.
White Chicks. Yeah, that's offensive
not
as hell.
Not funny.
That is really.
That is not funny
at
all.
When you think about
that's
it,
not funny.
Kind of,
it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny. Yeah.
If you would turn that around and do it the opposite way,
yeah,
people
that'd be
would
atrocious.
Be fucking killing.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Are you fucking out of your mind?" So that's
the reaction would be funny.
So, but so that's the thing. It's definitely a one-sided discussion, and it's really not fair to truly. I mean, we'll never get past racism and stereotypes and things like that. We're just people, and people are different, and that's how it goes. But in order to step forward, you have to be the bigger person and literally accept it both ways. Even like with equality with men and women, you know, I was always brought up, you know, don't hit women, don't hit women. I don't teach my boys to not hit women. I teach them just to not hit.
Right.
And that's the difference. Because there's only one person in their school right now, in the elementary school or whatever, that is actually quite a bully. It's gone to the principal's office a bit, and it's a woman. And but if that girl,
there's a grown woman.
No, not a woman. I'm sorry, it's a girl. It's a kid. It's a kid. Sorry,
that's fucked up.
She hasn't gotten out.
It's
of
a
the
female girl. Okay, so but again, like if I teach my kids not to hit. However, if my kids are on the bus and a kid, you know, shoves them, pushes them around, whatever, I tell them first thing you do is you tell the bus driver. But if that happens a second time, you defend yourself. Right. You've already told the parent, the parental figure, whatever, but you also have to defend yourself so you don't get hurt or you didn't get your head slammed against the window. But if I don't care if it's a boy or a fucking girl, I'm into the equality. God damn it, Jimmy. I can't talk serious with that on my
face. I can't help it, man.
I just eat lunch across from that every day.
Speaking of Jimbo, did
text
you
text him a picture of that on the TV?
Casey, did you see the book he was recently reading?
Jimbo was reading
did
a book.
Did you see it on Instagram? I couldn't bring it
I don't
Instagram
do Instagram.
But it was like Is
neither do I.
No,
is I'm God pretty, talking to me? Was that the title of the book?
Well, wait until you hear On the Road with Jimbo and Casey.
Oh,
he talks about his worship team. All about his work. He's in a worship team now.
It's called a cult.
You go to man meets. Is that?
Yeah, there's man definitely meets. Man meets involved.
Oh, I believe right. it. More than one. Oh, man, how do you not focus and concentrate with that looking over you?
Look at it. Anymore.
I'd like to blow that up. Make that the wall.
He looks like he's looking straight at you, Kim.
This whole wall. I feel like he's looking at me.
Yeah, we should get a bunch of those, like those wall stickers, you know?
Speaking of Jimbo, he just posted. He's wearing all black and a guitar.
Is he standing on top of his power symbol, the star? Realizes it's the Dallas Cowboys.
He ate some Bluebell ice cream last night. Hold on, I'm trying to find
I don't get
book.
Social
How
media.
The fuck do you know this?
He posts shit Instagram. Like that all I'm the time.
Why does it matter to either. Anybody?
Facebook, it's super funny. The buggy.
I have a Facebook account because of when we had our high school reunion. I was told that's how they're contacting people. But I think I've gone on
and
it like six
came.
Times.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
What, the last one?
We had it like a year early or something, right?
Yeah. That's yeah.
I was
there?
There. I was there. Shit. Thanks for noticing. It? Yeah, I think I sat with you. You and Brian.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Listen to this, Casey. It says,
you told me you'd never forget my face. No.
There's a big
I
thing of ice
are,
cream. And it says, some days you just need big loads of creamy dairy.
I don't remember Frank.
Don't
no.
Frank? Frank who?
I mean, I remember Frank. I don't remember him being there, though. I don't remember
Frank
him.
The Tank.
Yeah, he's like, yeah,
how do you
Jim,
not remember?
Cool. I was like, what?
He said that to you?
Me. Yes.
He said what?
We're standing there, and he's like, oh, yeah, Kim, I remember you from school and your fat ass. I'm like, oh what? That's what I said. I'm like, yeah, I know I have one big one now.
Frank
but
said that to you?
Yes.
That is not how I remember you, Kim.
No.
But anyways.
Interesting.
I don't remember sitting with you.
Thanks.
He's a state cop now, I think, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or a
Are sheriff. You sure
or a cop.
Or,
yeah, something like that.
I'm most positive. It was a golf course or something? No, where the hell was the place at? I don't know.
Oh, that one.
Was that the one?
That
Wait,
one,
did we have another one?
We had two.
Nobody invited me.
You guys suck.
I was in charge of it.
I've never been.
Gotta log in.
Dear reunion?
Not in charge, but helping. No, we had one.
I thought it was our 10-year. The last thing I went to was the 10-year.
Okay.
Oh, we had another one?
Yeah.
We haven't been out for 20.
10,
I know. We had
20.
One at Stokesay 2 years ago because of, you know, losing people in our class. We had lost like three people in our
class.
Yeah,
I thought
that
was
year.
Why we had the. Oh.
And then we had it at Stokesay.
I didn't go.
That's a great place, too. You should have
went.
Stokesay is beautiful.
I only went to the 10-year one. I didn't realize you guys had another party without me. So that puts Chicken Duck Podcast and my whole high school.
My family, my
wife, my kids.
They stop
inviting me places.
Well, I'll make sure you find out about the next one. Because it'll be next year.
Go
Are
ahead.
You guys having one?
I've never been invited to
Casey
any.
Casey hates people.
So. I know.
Hates them.
But
I don't know why.
This is enough of a reunion for him every week.
A reunion, that would be great for you. You could tell him about like your platinum memberships and shit.
People yeah, because
the evil Canadians.
Hold on, I just got a phone call from Mr. American.
Mr. American.
He owns an airline.
Hold on, I
no
take
big deal.
This. It's Donald
calling
me
for advice.
I feel
like when we were kids, I never would say anything when I hung out with you guys.
Well, you were probably intimidated and scared sitting in the back seat of a Pontiac, fucking terrified for your life. Fucking lunatic driving over here.
Casey did scare me, honestly. I don't
do
think I've
remember,
ever talked
you remember,
said a word to you.
Remember the
what?
Remember Maple Grove?
You didn't hang out, right? Like,
yeah, I hung out all the time.
Do you remember leaving
Kim?
Maple Grove in the
Kim
back of his car almost dying? It was you, John, me, and him. And you and John were in the back of a Pontiac and...
I feel like it happened a couple times.
Most likely did, but I mean, I specifically remember almost dying very, very vividly leaving Maple Grove.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time together because she dated John many moons ago.
Madeira?
Yeah. Very long time ago, yeah.
In high school. And I was the only
Dodge
one.
Dodge Apple, huh?
Oh, back when he had his shit together.
Oh, he's not here to defend himself.
I was the only one with a driver's license, so...
They used to give them away pretty easily.
So, I would drive everybody. We'd go down to Maple Grove a lot.
Yeah,
right?
I remember
the
doing that.
back before that was back when you and I were still sober.
Yeah, remember one time Jimmy and I got pulled over and we were smoking a cigar and we panicked. It was just a regular cigar.
Were you passing it back and forth?
Probably.
No,
we were like 16.
No, they were both sucking on each end of it. They were Lady and the Tramp in that cigar.
I think that'll wrap it up.
So we're the featured podcast this week on the No Phony Podcast Network.
Cool.
So, just go to nophonynetwork.com. Check out all the other No Phony podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Go to chickenduckpod.com. Buy some pins.
Last pod on the left.
Podcast on the left.
Are they one of them?
No.
Oh.
They are way above us.
I didn't listen to them either.
They're the ones that make $56,000 a month.
Why would
what?
I? What? Okay.
How are they doing
on
that?
Their Patreon.
They must sound really good.
What are
they're pretty good.
They get that from Patreon.
What do they talk about?
Do they always have guests on?
No, it's just three dudes, and they talk about like serial killers.
How can they always have something to talk about every week?
Oh, I think I
lots of fucking serial killers.
Conspiracies.
There's 100 fucking murders that are unsolved in Berks County.
So every time they have an episode, though, they talk about one thing. They like
the one like 3 weeks in a row. The one time it was about Jim Jones, that big killing, the mass killing, in
Jonestown.
Mm-hmm. But it was in another. He named it fucking Jonestown. It was in another country,
Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, not Jonestown.
Or
he named it fucking
French
Jonestown.
Guyana, or one of those fucking
nut job.
I don't know.
And they are making $56,000 a week.
A month.
Dude, I don't get people anymore, right? People make money by playing video games. And then
why aren't you doing that?
Oh, I'm considering. I think I'm going to start it in the fall.
I think you have the time and the understanding.
Listen, this fall, all three of my kids will be in. My youngest will finally be in kindergarten, so all three will be in school all day. So I'm considering actually streaming gaming for like 2-3 hours during the middle of the day while they're at school.
Make the next Ryan's World. I am so sick of hearing about Ryan's World.
Who's that?
YouTube. He's a 6-year-old kid that makes $6 to $10 million a year.
What?
And he has toys and Walmart and Target, and all I have to do is buy these.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's that kid that opened up toys or whatever.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but there's guys who play video games. Well, here's the thing. There's a website called Twitch where you can stream video games and stuff, and you don't have to pay anything to watch these people play, right? But you can give them money if you want. Which is crazy. But people do it. They're like, I want to support you. But so many people want to support them that these guys don't have any other job except that, and they make millions of dollars on top, and that's just from subscriptions. They also get then
sponsors
and stuff. Yeah. To pay them, and it's just like, man. But yeah, I think I'm going to start it in the fall.
You have to be good, though. Really good.
No, the whole thing
like
is
the
that
people.
I feel like you need to have like a niche to it, right? So like some of the guys are good because they already
Tourette's.
That was that girl who has.
I'm telling you, I fell down the rabbit hole with her and watched her for 2 weeks straight.
I told you. Yeah, so this is crazy. Is a girl.
Yeah, but you probably didn't give her any money.
Fuck no.
No, exactly. It makes no sense to us, right? But right. Yeah. But again,
can
like
you imagine if my wife found out that I gave money to a girl who fucking beeps and moans and then shrieks something about sucking dicks?
But there's people that do,
and plays
and
video
I
games.
Would
yeah.
love
she
to
probably
know
wouldn't
why.
Be surprised.
Right. I don't know either. It's
fucking furious.
Funny.
She would be.
You're going to see $1,000 out of our account this month.
Yeah.
I would be
it's
first
weird
I'd
to
be
me
sleeping
too.
In the car with all of my computer. That would all be fucking like she'd get the immersion blender out and just run it through the
Do you think in those 2 hours that you're playing the video games 2 to 3 hours that you could possibly just maybe share the podcast on your social media and say hey I'm on
no
this
because
podcast.
I want to do well streaming.
It's never enough for you Casey
I don't do
it?
Social media
I just want to say, too, we in the man meet that didn't get recorded,
the
we talked about Nick Kratulski sending me that message and saying how much he appreciates all the work that I do for the podcast.
Yeah, you're the only
Luke Crate.
If it weren't for Case, there'd be no.
I offered to
so,
do work.
Yeah, that's
for
one
him
of the things
day.
I
want
to get into. Kyle is willing to start editing the podcast, so I'm going to teach him my ways.
Good.
Okay, let me just quick tell you a funny story, though. So, like, 2 weeks ago, he sends me a picture of a location that's for sale and goes, hey, could you call these people and see how much they want for the rent. I want to get a pod. I want to get Berks County people to come and we'll all pitch in. I'm like, dude, do you realize like there's electric, then there's water, then there's sewer, there's leases. I'm like, and I know nothing about Chicken Duck besides the podcast. Yeah. Not like
Kyle.
Emails.
Did you make the phone call like I asked?
No, I didn't.
It's an office for rent. It's not a fucking building to buy. You don't have to.
No. I said office for rent.
You're not renting a building. I'm not renting shit.
I just thought it was funny because.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
When you have tire changing money, dude.
Yeah.
You can do anything.
I guess. You must have got a surplus of fucking khakis.
We would need, like, at least $1,000 a month just for the rent.
Oh, don't worry. No problem.
I was like, you would need, like, 500 podcasts to give you, like, $5.
Hearing this is giving me anxiety. I change my own headlights in my car.
I'd really prefer to not rent anything else ever in my life.
I can change my own tire, Ryan. I can change anything
just
that I want.
Just not cargo pants.
Just didn't want to.
Do we have to get back into this?
He brought it up.
We're going for full circle here.
He brought it up.
My gosh. Yeah, Nick Kratulski? I was in a musical with him.
Musical?
You were in a musical?
Yes, I was.
After high school?
No.
Last week?
No, we were in... Genesis Theater in town.
Yeah.
We were in Bye Bye Birdie theater. Together.
Genesius.
Oh,
whatever.
That was the big time.
That was back in the day. Yeah, I used to sing. Well, I did.
Let's hear it.
Give us a little.
Give us a little number.
For the listeners.
A long time ago. A long time ago.
Sing us out.
Sing us out. Jimmy will sing with you.
Come on, you know the song.
You shouldn't have told Casey that.
Maybe next time.
He's going to want you to sing a podcast theme song.
Long pause.
You can
is that
sing
it?
The,
you done?
You can sing the Evel Knievel song out.
Is there an Evel Knievel song? Does it?
I'll put it at the end of this episode. All
right. Can we play the Airwolf theme at the beginning?
Yes!
I found that online.
Nice.
You want me to change the intro music?
Oh, yeah, completely. I want you to use Airwolf in and Evel Knievel out every week from now on.
You got it, buddy.
That's how I want to be known. That'll bring these fucking listeners up. They'll all be looking for the Airwolf theme.
they'll hear it immediately and be like, yeah, this podcast is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Fuck, is this Airwolf? Am I listening to the Airwolf? Somebody listen to the Airwolf? Thank you for joining us, Kim. And,
thanks for having me.
Kyle.
Thanks.
And Ryan.
Hi. Luke Crate. Thank you. Lee Filter.
And Jeff.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
I'm glad I was invited.
Kim, thanks for the chocolates.
You're welcome.
Nobody else enjoyed them but me, but I enjoyed them. Okay. They're Dove.
I don't think I offered them anybody. You guys can have some.
Some, she said. all right, Case, goodbye. It's been emotional. Buddy. Goodbye.
He lives from day to day, never thinking about tomorrow. His body shows the scars fate has dealt his way. The strong yet simple man, riding on the edge of danger, secure in prayers that God has heard him say. He can move a mountain, leap across. He's made his mind up. There's nothing he won't try. There's something deep inside him, lusting for the thrills that drive him. Yet he knows someday he's gonna have to face that canyon in the sky. People cheering as a man in white stands ready. He feels their eyes upon him as he primes himself to go. He thunders towards the sky,
with the surge of steel beneath him. He'll challenge death to please the crowd below. They're standing toe to toe, the man against the canyon, and the canyon seems to dare. Come jump me if you can. He gave a solemn word, and he knows he can't turn back now. He must face a test no man has ever known.